In retrospect, I could tell. She cut the eye of a guy in a joint, but I hadn't even noticed her, and I guess that was kind of the point. I think that was why she told me to sit my ass the fuck down and tell me about myself. It made everyone else jealous and mad, and me, well, confused as hell. But I didn't feel like spilling my guts to this broad I didn't even know. Now this pissed her well off and made her ice cold eyes glow. She gave me a name, but I couldn't quite catch it, and I really didn't care. I gave her mine, didn't want her to have it, but I thought it was only fair. She said she didn't like it, and she gave me another name. Now this intrigued me, and I felt like playing her game. I gave her a smile, and she said, "You're coming home with me tonight." Now I was pretty fucking far from home, so I was like, "Yeah, well, all right." Now I followed her with a combination of interest and fright, and was shook off her shoes. She shrunk about a decimeter of height. Now we stayed up all night and talked until the sun rose, and I staggered out, puzzled and aroused. And when I fell asleep on the tram home, I didn't know what to feel. You see, back then, I didn't know the devil always comes in high heels.